This is an IELTS Energy Podcast, episode 340. Two immediate activities to raise reading results.
You are listening to the IELTS Energy Podcast from All Ears English. We believe in connection, not perfection, and we're here to show you how to get the score that you need on your next IELTS exam. Find out why our strategies are the most powerful in the IELTS world and get your free video masterclass at allearsenglish.com/INSIDER. Now, let's get to the show. Today, get two activities that you can do right now for free that will increase your reading scores on your next IELTS exam. What's shaking, Jessica? What's going on?
Hey, Lindsay, I'm great. I'm awesome. Like, I'm already thinking about Christmas shopping. I love buying presents for people. I love it.
Yeah. I get a little bit stressed out when it comes to Christmas shopping because I usually leave it for the last minute. And then I'm kind of stuck. I'm like, oh, what do I get this person?
That's why I'm trying to be smart about it this year. I've written it into my passion planner. Listeners, if you have been listening, you know about my passion planner. I've scheduled shopping for myself. So
that's good.
No, I'm not going to get caught out this year like I usually do.
Yeah, it's pretty bad. It can get stressful. The last week, you're running around trying to figure out what to get, and then it's too late to order on Amazon at that point.
I know. That's exactly what happened to me last year because I just kept saying, well, I don't have time to like shop and go to the post office. Yeah. And then before I knew it, like I didn't even have time for my Amazon Prime to deliver the presents.
That's pretty bad. Well, I'm glad you're thinking ahead and taking preventative actions, right?
Try it, right? Learn from one's mistakes. So, listeners, I think you might have had this experience where you're doing reading practice and you cannot find the answer. You don't remember what happens when you skim or you spend too long skimming and you run out of time. Guys, it's all about going back to the basics. Like one of the strengths of our methodology and how we teach IELTS is we first identify the basic skills you need to get the answers, right? So we identify these skills and then we take them apart one by one. So you practice each one by itself. Get good at each skill by itself before you move on to the next one. And then after you're good and confident at all the skills, then we combine them and show you how to use them on the test, right?
So it's very step-by-step method. Yeah. Love it. Yeah.
So what I thought, guys, I thought Lindsay and I could help you a little bit by giving you some guidance on what these basic skills are and how to practice them yourselves. The first step is always skimming. So skimming is when we just look at a little bit to get the gist, right? And I think students hear this and they're like, no, okay, I can do that. And then they read the beginning of each paragraph and then they look at the answers, but they don't actually remember what they just read.
Okay, so they're kind of, and they're also, to top that off, they're a bit stressed, right? It's hard to retain information when we're stressed. That's why we need a good method like this.
Yeah, and that's why you need to practice stuff, right? So, guys, all of the activities that we're talking about today, the only thing you need is the newspaper. That's it. And that's how we're going to practice these IELTS skills. So, of course, we recommend the New York Times. If you're looking for high-level writing, which is also informed and intelligent, the New York Times is the way to go. Also, the Washington Post or the Guardian, if you're looking at like British English stuff.
Yeah, cool.
All right. So, so choose one of these publications and print out an article that you're interested in. Okay. Because we want to obviously like be motivated by this information. So, you're going to choose an article that you are interested in reading. And then first we're going to practice skimming. Okay. So how we do this is you read the beginning of each paragraph. I say the first two lines. So guys, read the beginning of each paragraph. And then as soon as you finish the article, Put it away. Turn it over. Don't look back. And then take notes on everything you remember. Hey, IELTS Energy listeners, if you are ready to learn and practice all of the reading strategies to confidently get that 9 on your next IELTS exam, go to allearsenglish.com/keys. That's allearsenglish.com/KEYS.
Ooh, I like that. I like that. So you can't look at it at all. You just turn it over and write down what you remember.
Yeah. So this practices a couple of things. It strengthens a few different things. First of all, it improves your comprehension. It improves what you understand. Because as you do this over and over again, you're going to start understanding and remembering more and more. Okay. So it just practices these skills by itself. So after you write your notes about what you remember, then you go back to the article and read the whole thing. And then you check your understanding. So again, like we're strengthening so many specific skills here. How much do you understand? How much do you remember? And also your reading speed will increase.
And if I remember correctly, the students that we've had in our course who have done really well in reading have done these extra activities. This is very similar to some activities I would imagine are in our study plan, guys, that we give you some additional reading activities. And the students who do the best, they go above and beyond. They do this work. They actually take this advice and go out and they do it. They put this into action. They don't just listen to us talking about this and then move on to the next thing in their lives. Okay.
Yeah.
That's what separates the 8 student from the 6 student. Okay.
Exactly. Yeah. Go to our site, guys, and you will see episodes recorded with students from our course who got 9s on the reading exam. So learn from them. Listen to those episodes and hear how hard they work, right? They all have really good recommendations, extra stuff that you guys could be doing to reach the same level as they did.
Yeah, incredible work ethic and very wholehearted, very wholehearted effort towards their goal, which is their dream, life in a new country, right? That's what we're all working towards here. Love it.
Okay. Exactly. So that's how we practice skimming, guys. And again, I mean, you could do this twice a day and it's not going to take you very long. Okay. Like this activity is not going to take you very long. So just do this a couple times a day. And I promise you, your comprehension, speed, and memory, as far as reading goes, will improve in a week. Okay.
Love it.
So, okay. So that's the first thing. And then to practice scanning. So, There's specific steps to this. Please write these down. All right.
Yes.
So first, again, get an article. that's easy. And then next, how do we scan? So scanning is not reading. So this is the mistake that a lot of students make. And then they're like, but I'm scanning. I just can't find the answer. Because you're not looking for something specific. You're reading too much. So to prevent that from happening, I don't want you to scan from left to right. I don't want you to scan in the way we read. Okay. Because then you'll read. So instead, start at the right, on the right hand side, and scan each line backwards.
Wow.
So that'll stop you from reading too much. So that fixes a huge problem right away. And then what are we scanning for? So you're going to scan for names and numbers. So every time you see a name or a number in the article, circle it and keep scanning. Right? Because we're only practicing that right now. And then we exploit this even more to practice our understanding, our reading for detail. So go back and for everything that you circled, okay, read the whole sentence containing that name or number. And then I want you to paraphrase that sentence. Okay? So you're practicing really taking in the information and understanding it. Okay? So that's how you're going to get the answers on the real exam. Like, these are the steps we take on the reading test. Of course, in 3 Keys IELTS, we tell you exactly what this has to do with IELTS and how these skills work in on the exam, how they tie in with the questions. But if you're just practicing these skills by themselves, then these are the activities you need to do.
Love it. Love it. Yes. In the course, we go through this in a much more step-by-step format. You'll hear Jessica on video and you'll see everything being written out, see this practice on video. But this is a really good place for our listeners to get started, guys. A chance for you to sample our method and the way we do things here. And just real quick little activity, guys. I mean, you can do this on the bus ride home, right? From work. You can do this anywhere. Exactly. So just give it a try. See how it goes. And then you can think about getting into our course. Into the Three Keys IELTS Success System if you want that guaranteed score increase, right? Which makes all the difference.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, of course, this is just the first step, right? Knowing what the skills are and just in general how to apply them. But you're still not going to know how they are applied on test day. So that's the reason why we tell you guys to really think about how you're spending your time, what resources you're using, and if they're actually reflecting the exam. So that is something that we can guarantee about our course. It is exactly the level of difficulty that you see on exam day. It's the same type of language. It's the same exact way the directions are worded. So you'll have this experience. You'll recognize it. You'll know what to look for when you do see the real IELTS exam.
Yeah, I love that. And that is why our students get 8s and 9s on the reading test. Yeah.
Exactly.
It's pretty straightforward.
The reading strategies do take the most practice, you guys, because they're the ones that are the most difficult. You're never going to be 100% sure of your answer. You don't have time, right? So that's why these strategies are necessary if you're going to find all the answers in an hour.
Love it. Love it. Okay. Very cool. Time management, so important on the reading test. And we show you how to deal with that, guys, in our course. So go to allearsenglish.com/KEYS and get in today. Awesome.
There you go.
This is really good, Jessica. Thank you for giving us these concrete activities. I love it when we get really concrete advice and tips and activities of what we can do today to go out. So we challenge you guys to go out today and get started with this recommendation from Jessica. And let us know how it goes on the blog, guys, IELTS.allearsenglish.com. Cool.
There you go. Awesome.
All right. It's been good. It's been fun as usual. And we'll be back soon.
Sounds good. Have a good day, Lindsay.
All right. Take care.
Bye.
Bye. Thanks so much for listening to the IELTS Energy Podcast from All Ears English. And if you want to get tips from Lindsay and Jessica every week on how to get a 7 on your next IELTS exam, be sure to subscribe to our podcast on your computer or on your smartphone. Thanks again and see you soon.